looking forward to the future in dreams big and small. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome into the Arrow News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We've come to the end of the 2010 season for major aviation trade shows and the big announcements they attract. In looking back over the stories, I found some we haven't brought you in depth in audio form. We'll catch up on a couple of those today. First, at NBAA 2010 in Atlanta last week, Bombardier introduced two new large, long-range business jets, the Global 7000 and Global 8000. They won't be ready for delivery for a few years, but both of them are striking in what they represent: serious business tools for the global economy and a bet on that economy's recovery and future. ANN's Tom Patton spoke with Steve Ridolfi, Bombardier's president for business aircraft.
What is unique about these two airplanes?
Well, we think both these airplanes bring new value to this customer space, the large aircraft market segment. One airplane, the Global 8000, will be the first airplane to go 7,900 nautical miles. It's really unique in business aviation. It has the longest legged business aviation airplane there is. The other airplane, the Global 7000, will give us 20% more capacity than today's best aircraft. So between the combination of them, they're really setting new standards in the business.
Why are you introducing two new airplanes in an economy that, by any estimation, is still struggling?
Well, on the large side, it's actually done very well. And that's really brought around because of the forces that's driving this growth: globalization, emerging markets, you know, the high net worth individuals. All these individuals are really looking for these long range airplanes, these large aircraft, and this has actually done very well in this time. Also, because we've got this new technology coming with these new airplanes, you know, now's the time to launch them.
You have an engine that is purpose-built for this airplane. What was the thinking behind having a specific engine built for the airplane?
These aircraft have unique characteristics that we just talked about, the range and the capacity. In order to do that, we needed some dramatic improvements in efficiency. So with the General Electric engine on these global aircraft, we now have 8 to 18% more efficient engines than anything out there today.
There's also a common wing design between the two airplanes. What is unique about the wing design on the 7000 and 8000?
Well, it's an all-new transonic wing, very low drag ratio on the wing. It's a very thin wing. It's actually optimized using all the new technology, and that'll give us a great improvement in aero efficiency. Also very, very important for these very long missions.
We've talked a lot about the ecology, about the environment in the aviation business, and from what you were saying during the presentation, it's also a very eco-friendly engine.
Indeed it is. You know, we're leaders in terms of our commitment to reduce emissions in business aviation. I think when you look at these airplanes, not only are they bigger and more capable than their predecessors, but they also are 14 to 18% more efficient. And that's in fuel efficiency. They have lower emissions. They have lower noise. Right. All in, these are really green airplanes.
What kind of new technology emerged in the last 5 or 10 years that allowed you to build this airplane now?
Well, again, I'll focus us back onto those two big pieces of technology. It's the engine technology. The new GE engines give us a tremendous more efficiency. They are designed for the future. And the wing technology, the advancements in aerodynamics, you know, the high-speed aerodynamics particularly, give us these capabilities.
We hear a lot that 95% of the business aviation flights are 500 miles or less. They're really short-haul flights. You're building an airplane that'll go almost 8,000 nautical miles. Why did you choose that market segment?
Well, it's all about flexibility. And while it's true that some airplanes, you know, spend a lot of time on short hauls, in fact, the critical missions tend to be the long-haul missions, and that's what you buy. So that critical mission where the guy has to go from New York to Mumbai to visit his plant, that's the critical mission that he buys around. So yes, there are short-haul missions as well, but you design for those critical missions.
What kind of certification timeline are we looking at, and where are the airplanes priced?
The airplanes are priced at $65 million in 2010 economic conditions. For the first airplane, will be in 2016. That'll be the Global 7000. Then the Global 8000 will follow a year later.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for taking some time to talk with us on Aero News.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Tom.
Steve Ridolfi is Bombardier's president for business aircraft. Find out more at Bombardier.com. Tom Patton is ANN's news editor. In a moment, dreams on a smaller but certainly no less significant scale, the second generation Terrafugia transition. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. If you attended EAA AirVenture Oshkosh this summer, you might have skipped the Terrafugia display, perhaps thinking you'd already seen everything about the flying car. If you did, you missed seeing the model of Generation 2, developed after testing of the first one, looking much more airplane-like, especially up front, and resolving a few significant questions. In the past year, you may have heard the story that Terrafugia got the FAA to allow the transition, a 110-pound overage on the normal weight limit for light sport aircraft, in order to accommodate safety features required of cars traveling the highways of the U.S. At AirVenture, Terrafugia's Carl Dietrich briefly explained what's new with the revised design, and EAA's Tom Poberesny hinted at a promotion planned for next summer.
We are unveiling our next generation design. This next generation design is the culmination of the past 4 years of desired improvements to our proof of concept vehicle, the outer mold line of which was isolated back in 2006. These design changes and improvements are based on data acquired during the drive and flight testing of this vehicle, the proof of concept that you see on the platform here, and in addition, extensive computer-aided design and optimization. The recent grant of 110 pounds by the FAA for the transition allows this next generation design to incorporate modern automotive-style safety features currently unavailable in other light aircraft. Advanced computational fluid dynamics with Fluent, finite element analysis with CATIA, and simulated dynamic crash testing complete with airbag deployment and digital crash test dummies have been used to optimize the design and build confidence that the vehicle will meet the stringent Federal Motor Vehicle safety standards. Terrafugia's transition is the only light sport aircraft to simulate crash testing in this manner. When combined with a full vehicle ballistic parachute system and the ability to drive in bad weather, the Terrafugia team expects the transition will prove itself to be one of the safest LSAs in the world. Some features of note in the next generation design include automotive style crash safety, absorbing crush structure in the nose of the vehicle and a rigid safety cage to protect the occupants, a customized intuitive touchscreen interface in the cockpit, an improved wing with an optimized airfoil and a folding wing mechanism that operates even more smoothly and safely from inside the cockpit of the vehicle, a higher efficiency propeller that makes efficient use of the 100 horsepower Rotax 912S engine that powers the transition, and a rear-wheel drive system with a continuously variable transmission, tuned independent suspension for responsive handling on the road. At this point, Tom would like to make a special announcement about future years at Oshkosh.
Well, I've had a chance to meet with Carl and his team just recently, a few months ago, and the plan at this point in time is to next year do a tour for Terrafugia on the way to Oshkosh, by stopping in various cities as it travels from the East Coast to Oshkosh, with meeting with our chapters and have the first public flight here at Oshkosh AirVenture 2011. So we're very excited about the opportunity. We'll keep you posted. As I said, this makes dreams reality.
Tom Poberesny is the chairman of both the Experimental Aircraft Association and AirVenture itself. Find out more at airventure.org. Carl Dietrich is Terrafugia's co-founder, CEO, and chief tech officer. Find out more at terrafugia.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.